The next patient is James Montgomery. The last name is Montgomery. James. This is the clinical case of a 63-year-old patient with a long-standing diabetes mellitus. This diabetes mellitus has maintained a hemoglobin A1C that is between 10 and 12%. The patient is followed by endocrinology. However, I understand they did not have the list of medications coming from the fellowship home, which is the place where the patient stays. At this point, the list of medications that is in our chart is different from the list of medications from the facility. And for that reason, it's not known what is the actual list and what could be the recommendations done by endocrinology regarding the blood sugar control. I will let endocrinology get information from the facility regarding the medications so they could change them accordingly. Number two, the patient has a proteinuria, and this proteinuria is most likely associated to the blood sugar, the blood sugar that has been out of control for a long time and that has been documented. Unfortunately, we don't have a recent laboratory workup that could help us to treat the patient one way or the other, period. Following number, anemia of iron deficiency. Apparently, the patient is followed by gastroenterology, Dr. Avalos, as well as the Florida Cancer Society. I noticed elevation in the ammonia levels in the presence of albumin of 3.7, alkaline phosphatase of 59, and normal AST and ALT, period. Whether or not the patient has a fatty liver with cirrhosis is unknown. I would suggest abdominal CT scan versus abdominal ultrasound in order to make any assessment. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, peripheral vascular disease, status post-right BK amputation. The patient walks with the help, with a walker. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on PPIs. Following number, schizophrenia, evaluated by the psychiatrist. We are going to reevaluate the case once we get the pertinent laboratory workup. We invested in reviewing the chart at least 20 minutes and the list of the medications. I attempted to call the facility to talk to the caregivers, but to no avail. A written request for a phone call was sent to the facility via the sister, the patient's sister. And we ordered the laboratory workup to be evaluated properly. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.